Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep on contemporary Indian cultural identity.
It's a fascinating topic for sure.
Yeah. How does a nation with such ancient traditions navigate the modern world, right? And India is this incredible mix of old and new.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot to cover today. We've got historical texts, architectural studies, even some geography.
A real mix of sources.
And we'll see how things like cinema, literature, even digital media, it all plays a part in this evolving identity.
It's a complex and dynamic landscape.
It is. Okay, well, let's jump in.
Well, that's good.
You know, when we think about India's history, it's always been this crossroads of cultures. And you can really see this in the architecture.
Oh, absolutely.
For example, the Jahangiri Mahal in Agra Fort.
Such a beautiful example.
Yeah. What makes it so special architecturally?
Well, it blends Hindu mandir design elements with Islamic architectural features.
Wow.
And Emperor Akbar, who had it built, he actually chose to include these different styles. It wasn't just about aesthetics, you know. It was a statement about inclusivity. Like showcasing the diverse cultural tapestry of his empire.
It's like a visual representation of unity in diversity.
Yes, exactly.
And speaking of unity, I was reading about the rise of Indian nationalism in the late 19th century. You know, those early movements that led to independence.
Right.
Groups like the Indian Association and the Congress, they played a huge role.
They did. And they faced this interesting dilemma, how to reconcile this desire for self-rule,
right,
but also with the influence of Western ideas, especially, well, you know, through education and stuff.
Yeah.
Think about someone like Surendranath Banerjee. He was educated in Western institutions.
Oh, wow.
But he became a leading voice for Indian representation.
So he's navigating both worlds.
Exactly.
It seems like that internal struggle, navigating Western thought while fighting for their own identity, that must have been a defining thing for that era.
I think it was.
And it makes you wonder, you know, how much of that tension is still present in modern India?
Well, I think a lot of it. It plays out in different ways.
Yeah.
Like language. English is still a language of power in India.
It is.
But there's also this growing movement to revitalize indigenous languages. Uh-huh. It's like this constant, this push and pull between global influences and local identity.
It's like what we talked about before, right? Okay. The impact of British-introduced Western education.
Yes.
On one hand, it opened doors.
Yeah.
But it also created this sense of cultural alienation.
You got it. That tension, it's woven into the fabric of modern India.
Yeah.
And it's not just politics or language. It goes deeper. Let's talk about philosophy for a second. Have you ever heard of the Madhyamaka school?
It rings a bell, but refresh my memory.
Okay. So it's this branch of Buddhist philosophy. And it emphasizes sunyata, which is often translated as emptiness. But it's not really about nothingness. It's more about like this idea that everything is interconnected.
Okay.
And impermanent. Things are always changing, evolving. There's no fixed self.
That's a deep concept.
Yeah.
So how does that connect to contemporary Indian culture?
Well, think about it. The idea of impermanence is really woven into Indian culture. You see it in how traditions are constantly being reinterpreted and adapted. Art, music, literature, there's this dynamism, this fluidity that reflects that sunyata. Tradition isn't static.
I see. So it's a living thing.
Yes.
It evolves.
That's an interesting way to look at it. It makes me think about India geographically. It's so diverse with its vast landscapes and regions. How does that factor into this idea of a unified cultural identity?
That's a great question. Well, India's geography has contributed to this multiplicity of identities within the nation.
Makes sense.
Mountains, rivers. Historically, they've divided the subcontinent,
yeah,
leading to distinct cultures and practices, almost like, you know, a vibrant mosaic of cultures.
Mosaic, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this mosaic of different cultures, but then there's also this underlying sense of Indianness. There is. Despite the regional differences, you have a shared history, a common mythology, and a rich cultural heritage that binds people together. It's a fascinating paradox. Diversity and a sense of shared identity.
And now we have this whole digital revolution happening. I imagine that has a huge impact on cultural expression.
Huge impact. And even more so than what we were talking about with Western education.
Right.
The internet, smartphones, social media, it's a whole other level of global influence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Digital technology has been a game changer. Think about Bollywood. Online streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. They're creating new spaces for artistic expression and, you know, cultural consumption. It's blending traditional narratives with like modern sensibilities.
So it's almost accelerating this fusion of tradition and modernity.
Yeah, it is. It's allowing for this very dynamic exchange of ideas and influences.
But is there a risk of losing something in that process?
Yeah.
What about the digital divide?
Oh, you're right to bring that up. While digital platforms have incredible potential for things like cultural exchange and education, they also present challenges.
Yeah.
Not everyone has equal access to technology, right? And this can actually make existing inequalities worse.
That's true.
It's crucial to address that divide to make sure everyone can participate in this evolving cultural landscape.
Yeah. It is a complex issue. And it kind of goes back to that big question, you know, what does it mean to be Indian in the 21st century, with all these different influences and regional differences, and now with digital advancements, can we even talk about a single Indian identity?
It's a great question. It's like we've been talking about this balancing act, tradition, and modernity, but is there a point where it tips too far one way?
It is a delicate balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the answer is both yes and no. On the one hand, you have all this diversity within India, right? Different languages, religious practices, cultural norms. It's really like a world in itself.
We've seen that reflected in everything, you know, from architecture to philosophy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there are these common threads woven through all that diversity. A shared history, a collective memory, a cultural heritage that goes beyond those differences.
So it's about finding those connections, right? Those shared experiences that create that sense of belonging to something bigger.
Exactly. And that sense of belonging, that can be so powerful, especially in a world that can feel so fragmented, you know?
Yeah.
Individualistic. It's a real testament to the resilience of Indian culture, I think.
Mm.
This ability to hold together all these seemingly contradictory forces.
It's that phrase, unity and diversity. It really comes alive when you look at India. They've made it work for centuries.
And that's one of the things that makes studying contemporary Indian identity so fascinating. It challenges us to think beyond those simple binaries.
Yeah.
You know, traditional versus modern, local versus global. It's about understanding how these things can coexist, even complement each other.
It's like what we were talking about earlier, the Jahangiri Mahal.
Yeah.
Blending Hindu and Islamic styles.
Mm.
It wasn't about choosing one over the other. It was about creating something new.
Yes. And you see that same principle in so many aspects of Indian culture. Adaptation, reinvention, finding ways to make tradition relevant.
So it's not just preserving the past, it's making it come alive in the present, making it meaningful for new generations.
Exactly. Recognizing that culture isn't static, it's dynamic, it's constantly evolving. I think that's where the excitement is. Witnessing how India continues to navigate this complex interplay to create something truly unique.
It's like watching a kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
All those different colors swirling together to create something new and beautiful. It makes you wonder what the future holds for Indian identity. Will this balancing act continue?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think one of the keys will be how India deals with the digital revolution. We talked about the potential, the challenges, but how those digital platforms are used, that will have a huge impact on cultural expression and identity.
It's like digital media is giving everyone a voice, a platform to share their stories. And I imagine that could lead to even more diversity of expression within Indian culture. But how do you control the narrative in a digital age?
That's the challenge, isn't it? This democratization of media, it's empowering and overwhelming at the same time.
Yeah.
It creates opportunities for marginalized voices to be heard, but it also makes it harder to figure out what's real and what's not.
So it's not just access to technology, it's media literacy too. Being able to think critically about the information we're bombarded with constantly.
Absolutely. Education is key. Not just technical skills, but critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
Media literacy. A deep understanding of your own cultural heritage.
It sounds like finding that balance between tradition and modernity. It's not just a societal issue. It's a personal one, too. It's about each individual figuring out how to navigate all of this.
Yeah.
And find their place.
You got it. And that's what makes this whole deep dive so rewarding, I think. It's not just about learning facts about India. It's about understanding the challenges we all face in a world that's changing so rapidly.
It's about recognizing how complex culture and identity really are and appreciating the beauty in that complexity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what we've tried to do today, to give you a glimpse into that richness, the dynamism of contemporary Indian identity. It's a journey that's still going on, and it's full of challenges and possibilities.
Wow, it's amazing to think about how much we've covered. You know, from ancient architecture to digital platforms. It's like every aspect of Indian culture is touched by this mix of tradition and modernity.
It's really remarkable, isn't it? And what I find really striking is how this constant negotiation of all these influences, it's actually become a strength for India.
You mean like their ability to adapt?
Yeah.
To bring in different cultural elements, it's made them more resilient.
Yeah. It's like they've woven that adaptability into their society. You know, think back to how India absorbed influences from the Persians, the Greeks, the Mughals. They didn't just copy these foreign elements. They adapted them, blended them with their own traditions to create something uniquely Indian.
It's like a cultural alchemy or something.
We like that. A cultural alchemy. Taking these different ingredients and transforming them into something new.
Yeah.
And this hasn't stopped. It's still happening right now. With technology and globalization, of course, it's not always easy. There are tensions. There are challenges. But this continuous evolution, this is what gives Indian culture its dynamism.
It makes you wonder if we in the West could learn something from that, you know. We tend to see tradition and modernity as these opposing forces.
That's a great point. Maybe we need to shift our perspective a bit. What if we saw tradition not as something fixed and unchanging, but as something that can adapt and evolve?
Like finding those points of connection, where tradition and modernity can actually work together.
Exactly. Change is going to happen. But that doesn't mean we have to throw away our values or our heritage. It's about finding ways to carry them forward, to make them relevant for today.
To create a future that honors the past, but embraces the present. That sounds like a good goal. This whole deep dive has really shown how fluid culture and identity really are. It's not a fixed thing. It's an ongoing journey.
It is a journey. And I think what India shows us is that there are so many ways to be modern, so many ways to express your identity. There's no one right way to do it. And that's what makes it so exciting.
I find it really inspiring, this openness to change, this willingness to adapt. It's a powerful message, especially these days.
It reminds us that we can embrace our differences and also our shared humanity. That's what makes studying culture and identity so important. It's not just about learning facts. It's about expanding our understanding of ourselves and the world.
It's about seeing the world through different lenses. Well, this has been incredible. We've explored history, architecture, philosophy, even geography. And it feels like we've just scratched the surface of contemporary Indian identity.
There's always more to learn, always more to explore.
So to our listeners, we encourage you to keep diving deep. Keep asking questions, keep challenging your assumptions. It's in that process that we truly grow.
We hope this deep dive has made you curious and given you some new ways of thinking about India, about culture, and maybe even yourselves.
And on that note, we want to thank you for joining us on this exploration of contemporary Indian identity. Keep those minds open, and we'll catch you on our next deep dive.